Today's shiur deals with the question of the purpose of Sheva Brachos. And specifically, we're going to look at the question regarding the notion of Panim Chadashos, literally of having new faces at Sheva Brachos, where that comes in, and where there are nafkaminas, lehalacha, in the Machlokas Rishonim that we will consider in today's shiur. The Gemara in Ketubot, Daf Zayin Amud Bet, says as follows. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Mivarachim Birkat Chatanim Basara Kol Shiva. During the entire 7-day period after the marriage takes place between a man and a woman, so we make this special bracha of Birkat Chatanim, the bracha of the grooms, for the entire 7-day period. Amar of Yehuda, V'hu Shabao Panim Chadashav. Rabbi Yehuda says this is on the condition that we have Panim Chadashav, literally we have new faces who have come to the event to celebrate. We also know that you need a minyan, which is required. Panim Chadashav, although it's in the plural, and some say, like the Rambam, that that means it has to be at least two people. Nonetheless, there are others that say that Panim Chadashav is just a general statement. Of course, Panim in general is in the plural, so it doesn't necessarily mean, according to some Rishonim, that you have to have two individuals. You could have one individual, and that would be sufficient according to many views. The Katva Tosfot, the Tosfos say, this is at the place in the Gemara there. Omer Ri, the Ri writes, he says, Depanim chadashot ein kore ela bivnei adam shemarbim bishvilam asimcha yoter. The notion of panim chadashot only applies to individuals for whom you would increase the simcha, the cooking, the food, the celebration. In other words, they have to be people of significance for whom you would make a greater meal for. For those individuals are considered to be panim chadashot that would allow you to say sheva brachot. And he adds, v'shabbat. Also, Shabbat is considered to be in itself panim chadashos. So what does that mean? How could they, Shabbat is a day. How can it be panim chadashos, new faces? What does that mean? He says, "Dechashvinan panim chadashot." It's considered to be like panim chadashot. Amrinan ba'agada mizmor shir liyom haShabbat, because there's nagada that says, with reference to the psalm of the Sabbath day, of the song which is sung for the Sabbath. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Agadah says, God said, the Holy One said, Panim Chadashot Ba'u Lekan. Since there are new faces that have come, since there's something new that's come as a result of Shabbos, Nomar Shira. The Agadah says, so new, we'll say a Shira, we'll say a song as a result. So Hatam Nami Marbim Lekavod Shabbat B'Simcha U'B'Suda. So you see from this Medrash, there's an idea of Shabbos itself being a reason for song, for celebration, and thereby for a greater preparation of food and joy for the recognition of the significance of the day of Shabbos. And consequently, Tosfos says that Shabbos is also considered to be a panim chadashos on its own, have the status of panim chadashos, and would allow one to say sheva brachos in a gathering, even if you did not have literally new faces, but you had the substantial idea of Shabbos as representing the same notion of having something new and significant and joyous, that would be enough in order for this to take place. The Rosh agrees with Tosafot. The other side of this coin is due to the view of the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows, this is in Perek Bet Mihilchos Brachos, Halacha Tet and Halacha Yud. So there the Rambam in discussion, the whole idea of Birkat Chatanim, of the special blessings that are said, the blessing of the groom as it is, that are said for the Chasn Kala. Amidst his discussion, he adds as follows. He says, if those there in the midst of the celebration are included, those included there are those who were not at the wedding, at the time of the wedding, mevarachim bishvilam, Listen to his language. Then we would make brachos, sheva brachos, for them. Achar birkat hamazon, after the benching, sheva brachot kederach shemavarchim b'shad nesuin, you'd make the seven brachos for them, bishvilam, just like you would have made sheva brachos at the time of the wedding. In other words, according to the Rambam, he holds that the reason for making the brachos, as opposed to previously where we presume by Tosafot that you're making basically sheva brachos for the chasen and kala, and consequently, right, that's the main purpose. You have to have a minyan, and you have to have panim chadashos. In other words, panim chadashos is something, again, not to be taken literally. You don't have to have actual people there. You could have Shabbos as well. As opposed to that view, the Rambam says that you are specifically looking at the term panim chadashos as meaning people, because the whole purpose of the sheva brachos you're going to make is for those people. It's not just for the chasen and kala. It's for those people who did not yet have the opportunity to hear sheva brachos. They were not at the wedding. They did not experience sheva brachos. So that is why you are here now making panim chadashos. That's why you're making sheva brachos for these panim chadashos. It's for them because they have not yet heard the sheva brachos. And consequently, as we've said, according to the Rambam, it cannot be Shabbos or Yantif, as some say. Yantif also, the poskim say, counts. None of those could substitute for the real individuals who are necessary, according to the Rambam, in order for these sheva brachos to take place. Now, it's interesting, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Samach Bet, so there, in Eben HaEzer, the Shulchan Aruch says that even on Shabbos, and this is of course going with the said Tosfos in the Rush, because according to the Rambam, you do not have such an event of Sheva Brachos on Shabbos with them, with Shabbos being utilized as Panim Chadashos. However, according to the other views, so the Halachas of Shulchan Aruch says, Davka besudar halayla b'shacharit, avol lo besudar shlishit. When we say that you can utilize Shabbos as representing Panim Chadashos and adding to the Simcha and more preparation taking place as a result, and that's significant and sufficient enough in order to have Sheva Brachos uttered on that occasion, so we're only talking about the night meal on Shabbos and the day meal. However, the meal that would take place at Shalashudis, that would not be sufficient. V'chein pashara minhag, and so too the Shulchan Aruch says that so has the custom spread that Shalashudis is not sufficient. Now, why is it not sufficient? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains. He says, Sudash lishit, ein miderech laharbot b'machalim chashuvim. V'alpirov ein ochlim sudash lishit rak l'tzeit yidei chovato. Shalashudis, as opposed to the other meals on Shabbos, is not usually prepared in such a way where it's a fancy, superior meal as the other meals are on Shabbos. We all know that, unless, of course, it's a special situation. Otherwise, you do not have, without having the ribui for that meal, like you do for the other meals, so consequently, Shalashudis will not be available to serve as Panim Chadashot in order to be able to say Sheva Brachot at such a meal. Now the Ramah says, upon this statement in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber, the Achshav Nagu B'Bididot Eilu Divarech Zayin Brachot B'Sudat Shlishit. The Ramah says that in fact we do make, our custom is in Ashkenazic lands to in fact make Sheva Brachos even at Shalashudis. He says that Afshar Mishum Divagiling Lavo Panim Chadashot. It could be that we are knowing to do it because actual Panim Chadashos actually come to Suda Shlishis. In other words, we said the problem was that you can't count Shabbos as the Panim Chadashos and the Shalashudis. However, if you had actual Panim Chadashos, so Ramah says maybe that's sufficient, even at, if you will, a lower level meal on Shabbos, but since you had real Panim Chadashos, that would be enough to say Sheva Brachos. Or he says, Yeshom Rimitam Dirigilim Lidrosh Vahadrasha Habe Kepanim Chadashos. Or, the Ramah says, amazingly, it could be because at Shalashudis, the custom is that there's a drasha, and at the drasha that is given is considered to be like Panim Chadashos, because since Panim Chadashos has a notion of Ribui Simcha, and when you give a drasha, we know that Torah is Mitzameach Delev, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Yisharim Misim Misam Chelev. So since that's the case, we have that pasuk that Torah, if you have the right perspective on it, of course, elevates one in terms of joy. So there's no doubt, therefore, the Ramah says that saying a drasha would also be sufficient as a substitute for real panim chadashos in terms of human beings. It would be sufficient to have a drasha that is said. From here, you have a raya rabosai that a drasha is in Yosivcha. Maybe the Kehila doesn't always think so, but you hear from this that a drasha is an inyan of simcha. By the way, I've always pointed out that on Yantif we know the minhag is in Chutz La'aretz that we make birkas kohanim, the siyas kapayim, not on Shabbos but only on Yantif, because there there's a mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha, and you need a certain atmosphere of simcha in order for birkas kohanim to be given over to the congregation, and the kohanim have to be in a state of simcha themselves. We also, the Abel, our psak by the Ramah is that for Yudbet Chodesh, someone who is Navelus also is not knowing to give the Birkas Kohanim, because you need again a proper feeling of simcha in order to properly give over a bracha. So we have that notion that that without a proper inyan of simcha, so you can't have a birkas kohanim. And it's interesting, even then, the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, even then when we have birkas kohanim on Yantif, we don't have it in Shachrit, we only have it in Musaf. Why? The Shabbat b'chagecha applies to Shachrit just like it does to Musaf. Why shouldn't we be able to give the bracha in Shachrit? We only know how to do it in Musaf. So I've suggested that it's because you have at least today you have a drasha. Again, the drasha, it's a simcha. The shul may not realize it, but the drasha in giving divrei Torah elevates the atmosphere, and consequently, so nearby the drasha, that's where you give later on. That's why you give the birkas kohanim. Of course, we know in that time they didn't have in Chazal, they didn't have drashas, and throughout Jewish history, just the Shabbos Shuba drasha, the Shabbos Agadol drasha in the afternoon. So this is somewhat of a saying it b'tzchok, derech b'tzchok, but nonetheless, it's something significant that here the Ramah says the drasha on shalashudis, at shalashudis, you have to give a good drasha. The drasha shalashudis has the status of being able to serve for panim chadashos for the saying of sheva brachos. It's an amazing notion. Moreover, the Aruch HaShulchan adds upon this comment of the Ramah. He says that the minhag etzleinu, he says, the minhag etzleinu, kisha omrim osim sheva brachot besudah shishit, marbim b'machalim tovim umashya, b'meila delo geria b'besudah shachri, d'fiatam shkatavnu. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that the minhag is now that if people do have a shalashudis that's going to serve as a sheva brachos, they can do so, but the minhag is that they make a very nice shalashudis, you know, with regular kugels, you know, and regular type food, what we would call a nice shul afleshika shalashudis, in order that it would have the status, just like the night and the afternoon meals, to be able to properly serve as a an atmosphere to be able to say Sheva Brachos in. And he adds one more thing, interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan. He says that thereby without the special meals, he says the custom is not to have the drasha substitute for Panim Chadashos. That's not sufficient, a drasha. However, he says Elim Kain Yomru Chidushei Torah Al HaShulchan. Unless they say Chidushei Torah V'zeyeh B'makom HaDrasha. Amazing. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it has to be Chidushei Torah. Drasha, we don't have the minhag to do. A drasha would not be enough. A drasha does not create enough simcha and ribui, if you will, just to, I guess, be chozer over Torah. But to add chidushei Torah, that's being marbet Torah. When you have chidushin, something new, so that already is a simcha, the Aruch HaShulchan is mechadesh himself, that would be appropriate thereupon to have the saying of Sheva Brachos, when you had chidushei Torah. So to sum up, we have the view of Tosafot, where the theme of Panim Chadashot is that additional joy is present. While for the Rambam, the theme is that additional people must be present, who need to hear the blessing. It has nothing to do per se, if you will, with the joy. It's the chiyuv of the individuals there. That's the main focus, is that they have to hear Sheva Brachos. And again, consequently, as we said, for Tosafot, for the Rosh, you could have a substitute for the human Panim Chadashot. You could have Shabbos, you could have Yantif, you could have a Drasha, you could have Chidushei Torah. Where according to the Rambam, only people will suffice, and nothing can serve as a substitute. Let us now look at some nafkaminas between the two views. If you saw, let us say, a person on the street who had not taken part in any elements of the wedding and its days of celebration, and add to that even, you saw him outside, you saw a Jew on the street, and he's wearing, you know, messy clothes, and you know, he doesn't look like such a kavadika person, and you call him in to serve as your person, just like you need a tenth man for a minion. So you need panim chadashos, and according to the sheet, they'll tell you only need one person, so you call this person in, so he'll be able to say shava brachos, you'll be able to say shava brachos with him there. Would this suffice? So according to Tosafot, as we put it out, so this may not suffice, because Tosafot holds, they said, as we read, that in order to count a person toward panim chadashos, so he said it has to be mimnei adam shemarbim bishvilam asimcha yoter. It has to be an individual for whom you would increase the joy in a great way. In other words, it has to be a kabbalistic person. Now the poskim say that we're generally made kill by many of these things, and we do many poskim hold just taking anyone for sheva brachos. But nonetheless, according to Tosafot, who says you have to have a person of importance, it would seem that such an individual would not be roi as panim chadashos for this event of Sheva Brachos. However, for the Rambam, it would be just fine. According to the Rambam, the union of the Sheva Brachos, as we said, is that you have Panim Chadashos, so you have people for whom you say Sheva Brachos who have not yet heard the Sheva Brachos. So it doesn't have to be an important person. A Jew has to hear Sheva Brachos. Be it has to be a man. Most poskim say, of course, it has to be a man who's shy enough to make the minyan. I did see some shitas, I think in the Sunni Shurim, that claim that if you have a minyan of men, that still you could have a Panim Chadashos that's a woman, but most hold you have to have a man who's mitzarif to the minyan, So nonetheless, according to the Rambam, though, that it could be any person in terms of kavod, just so he's a Jew, that person would be shayach to be panim chadashos and had sheva brachos said, so that he, or if you want to say she, but most of us can say he, could hear it. Another nafkamina. Let's say you had people who were at the chuppah. Can they count as new faces in the wedding meal, panim chadashos, for the saying of sheva brachos? Now, it sounds like a strange thing. Of course, we know our minhag is, of course, everyone is at the chuppah, then goes to the wedding meal right afterwards, and we know that that's considered panim chadashos. And Tosis, in fact, says they hold that that would be sufficient, that the sheva brachos at the chuppah, that's something else. When you add now the food at the sheva brachos for the meal, so you invoke a mood of joy, which is sufficient in ribui simcha for the saying of the sheva brachos. However, the Rambam, in fact, they say would require that a person, as we said, the Rambam said that you have to have panim chadashos, you have to have people there who have not yet heard sheva brachos. That's his shita. And consequently, if you had people at the chuppah, they all heard sheva brachos already, and then you went to the wedding meal, and they already heard sheva brachos. According to the Rambam, those would be brachas of matala. Then you could not say the full sheva brachas. The Rambam says that usually birkas matala consists of the fact of saying the last sheva bracha. That you would say that last sheva bracha if you did not have panim chadashos, or if you did not have a minyan. However, in terms of the scenario we're presenting, according to the Rambam, if you just went, that everyone who was invited to the chuppah went right to the dinner, and you had no one new, according to the Rambam, you would not be able to make the full sheva brachas in that scenario. Of course, that's not our minhag, but that's the Rambam Shita, which sounds somewhat interesting. You know that sometimes people invite certain guests to the chuppah, but then they tell them, like, you can't come to the meal. You know, you've seen that. People invite, let's say, 500 to the chuppah, but they can't, not able to afford everyone at the meal, so maybe 300 or whatever come to the meal. So in this situation, you'd have just the opposite. The Rambam would require you to invite guests to the meal who would not be invited to the chuppah. Usually invite to the chuppah, but they understand they can't come to the meal. But here you'd say, you'd ask certain people, it's somewhat of a joke, you'd say to people, listen, we want you to come to the wedding, but not to the chuppah. Just to the sheva brachos. Just to the meal afterwards. Because according to the Rambam, you need new people in order to have the sheva brachos at the meal. So this would be the Rambam Shita, interestingly, with reference to that nafkamina. Another nafkamina. People who were at the sheva brachos as new faces. but they could not stay to the end of the meal. Again, you look up poskim, for example, there's a sefer called Hilchos Nisuin Kilchasa, so in that sefer he brings down various shitas we're not even looking at, and then the psak may be different than he gives according to poskim, but I'm talking about the comparison of the Rambam now to the Tosafot. So people who were at the Sheva Brachot, as we said, as Panim Chadashos, but they could not stay to the end of the meal. So would you say, could they attend another Sheva Brachot for the same couple and still be considered Panim Chadashos? They were at the meal, but they didn't. They ate and everything. They ate dessert, but then they had a run. So they didn't get to stay for the Sheva Brachos. So what's the deal? So according to Tosafot, you might say that of course they can't count for another Sheva Brachos. The whole purpose of Panim Chadash is that they should come, and because of them, the meal was enhanced due to their presence. So here, when they came, the purpose of Panim Chadash was fulfilled in the sense that there was a greater meal made for them, there's a greater simcha. By the way, I should point out as well, I saw some poskim say that it doesn't mean literally that the meal had to be made bigger and greater, but that the people there, the Panim Chadash, have to be people of such a status that it's rawi to make such a greater meal. That the guests were, that's a shear, so to speak, in the Panim Chadashos, is if they are people who it's fitting, of a Kavadika character, that it's fitting to be Marva for them. Some say that's all you have to have. You don't have to have the actual ribui, as it were, totally in the meal. But in this situation, where you have the people who came, and let's say you did enhance, or you did have the people who were there for that purpose. So then, as it were, they served the purpose. All right, there was a technical problem. You know, they didn't stay for the Sheva Brachos, but it doesn't mean that you could still have them be Panim Chadashos somewhere else. According to the Rambam, the whole purpose of Panim Chadashos, according to the Rambam, is that the people who come, who are the Panim Chadashos, that they should be able to hear Sheva Brachos. So consequently, if they came and there was a beautiful meal for them, but they had to leave. There's an emergency, whatever it was, they had to leave. So then it would seem they did not yet hear Sheva Brachos. They could go and be Panim Chadashos at another Sheva Brachos meal. Because it seems on Udati that the Rambam Sheet, as we saw, is his concern is that those brachas be said for the two people who did not yet hear them. Here they didn't hear them. You could still hear them, have them present at another Sheva Brachos for the stating of Panim Chadashos and of Sheva Brachos. I would now like to explain what each view believes to be the purpose of the Sheva Brachot on a deeper meaning as their essential message to the married couple. That is to say that although we know every Sheva Bracha independently may have its own significance in terms of its content, but in terms of the whole idea of saying Sheva Brachos, of giving it over, to the Chasdan Kal, of saying Sheva Brachos in their presence. Obviously, I think part of it is we want to give brachos to this couple and start off their marriage in a good way by giving them brachos. So what is the deeper, perhaps, reason we can understand philosophically in looking at the way in which Tosafot defined Panim Chadashot and which way the Rambam defines Panim Chadashot? So according to Tosafot, I would say, the goal of having Panim Chadashot at the meal, it can be an actual person, it can be Shabbos, it can be even a drasha, as we said, is to bring something joyous and new to the table. And that is the message to a newly married couple and the overarching blessing that we want them to receive from the Sheva Brachot. If you want your marriage to succeed, I would say, Tosfos is saying, it requires chiddush, it requires nuance, it requires new experiences, new possibilities, fresh moments together. Otherwise, a marriage can grow stale, and even the best marriage can deteriorate as a result. According to the Rambam, however, who requires new people to be present at the celebration, who have not yet heard the seven blessings, the goal of the entire gathering is to share those blessings with those new people. The blessings that were said for the bride and groom are being said now for them. Then I would say that the message for the couple, from the Rambam's perspective on a philosophical basis, is that simcha, the joy that you hope to maintain in your marriage, if you were talking to Chasdan Kala, you're telling them through the brachas, that this requires that your concerns not only be focused on yourself, in terms of the Sheva Brachos being for you, but that they turn outward, that the good and bounty that you have received will be spread to others, that they will have the opportunity to experience the brachot that you have found for yourself. So it's not sufficient just that Sheva brachos be there, even with Shabbos, even with a drasha, with chidushei Torah. No. It has to be your sharing of the brachos, which are, of course, for you as well, but you're extending them as well and reaching out to others and giving them those sense of brachos as well as having it for yourself. The view of the Rambam that I'm suggesting here is consistent with the Rambam's view of the source of joy in another context. In the laws of Yantif, we know, Perek Vav, Halacha Yudchet, the famous Rambam, there the Rambam is discussing the mitzvah of Simcha and how you bring it about by giving certain things to children and certain things to men, certain things to women. The Rambam then says, Kishu ochel b'shoteh, chayav, La'achil l'ger li'atom v'la'amona im sha'ara aniyim ha'umalalim. The Rambam says that when one eats and drinks in celebration of Yantif, he is obligated to also feed the stranger, the orphan, the widow, with others who are poor and unfortunate. But someone who closes the doors of his home and his yard, so that only he eats with his wife and his children, and he's not willing to share what he has with those who are poor or those who are bitter of heart and soul. This is not then the simcha that God has commanded for us to enjoy and celebrate on Yantif. No. It is only the simcha of one's stomach. It's just an animal dikka simcha, just like an animal has to eat. So you have to eat and fill your stomach. I remember there's a famous situation, the question of Rav Soloveitchik was asked, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, others as well, when someone is Mekabel Shabbos early. So if you're Mekabel Shabbos early, the Shiloh is asked, can you be Mechayiv others to be Mekabel Shabbos? We all know if you have a notion that one community accepts Shabbos, so then individuals in the community, if there would just be a normative time that everyone accepts Shabbos at, we know the halacha is, so the rest of the community has to follow the minhag and accept Shabbos at the same time. What, however, if the tzibor is just accepting Shabbos early because they're hungry? They're hungry, so they're going to daven early, let's say in the spring and summertime, because they're hungry. They're not doing it to be Mosif Kedusha al Shabbos. They're not doing it because they have a sheet that they want to accept Shabbos early to add on to the sanctity of Shabbos, to be Mosif Bechol al HaKodesh, and to extend, therefore, the notion, this notion in Halacha. That's not why they're doing it. They're doing it merely because they're hungry, so it's too late to wait till late and to start Shabbos. So they start early. So because of this, can you force someone else to be Makabel Shabbos early in the community just because you're hungry? So I heard it said that Rav Soloveitchik said, Machal Behema, because you're hungry, because you want to fill your stomach. Because of that, you're allowed to accept Shabbos early, and you think you can force someone else to accept it early. So too, the Rambam is saying here that Simcha of the Torah, you think that means that you have a lot to eat and you gorge yourself and you love it and you fill your stomach up, and that's considered to be the simcha of mitzvah that the Torah is commanding us on Yantiv Chas V'Shalom. That's simcha kereso, that is only filling up your stomach, and that is not what the Torah had in mind. And again, what I am saying here, therefore, is it's consistent with the Rambam, that for the Rambam there is no substitute for sharing with others as a requirement for genuine simcha, be it on Yantif or be it here in the celebration of marriage, where nothing can serve as a replacement for people with whom the couple shares their blessings. It's not an Indian of Shabbos. It's not an Indian of the Divrei Torah. It has to be the ability to share with others. And consequently, that's what Panim Chadashot represent according to the Rambam. So we hope, therefore, for a Chasn and Kala, why we say Sheva Brachos in general, and certainly with the addition of Panim Chadashot, that according to Tosfot, we hope that a marriage will always have Chiddush in it. It will be fresh, spontaneous, and there will be the creative gesture that will allow a marriage to go forward as something new and exciting as it grows in the years. And so too, however, adding to that, the view of the Rambam, beyond that, even if the Simcha element is included, but the Rambam Rambam holds that simcha being extended to a greater degree also must include the reaching out to others, the sharing of those brachos which the Chasna and Kala have received through that wonderful time of Sheva Brachos with others who may not have heard those blessings yet and may need as well the koach of those blessings, what they have to grant to those individuals. And we thereby hope as a result that Sheva Brachos will inspire the Chasna and Kala so that one day the fulfillment of the vision of the Nevi'im will come true of Od Yisham of Yari Yehuda Uvechutzot Yerushalayim Kol Sason V'Kol Simcha Kol Chatan V'Kol Kala. Thank you.